Hello?
Yes, please.
Oh, it's the general on the
air. I'll put it on, yes, sir. Ready?
Hello?
General,
how are you?
Pretty good,
oh, fine. General, I just wanted to bring you up to date on this matter because I know of your concern about it. We got, Friday night, got a message from Khrushchev, which said that he would withdraw these missiles and technicians and so on, providing we did not plan to invade Cuba. We then got a message, a public one, the next morning, in which he said he would do that if we withdrew our missiles from Turkey. We then, as you know, issued a statement that we couldn't get into that deal. So we then got this message this morning. So we now have to wait to see how it unfolds, and there's a good deal of complexities to it. If the withdrawal of these missiles, technicians, and the cessation of subversive activity by them, well, we just have to set up satisfactory procedures to determine whether these actions will be carried out. So I would think that if we can do that, we'll be find our interests advanced, even though it may be only one more chapter in a rather long story as far as Cuba's concerned.
Of course, but Mr. President, does he put any conditions on whatsoever in that?
No, except that we're not going to invade Cuba.
Yes.
That's the only one we've got now. But we don't plan to invade Cuba under these conditions anyway.
No.
So if we can get them out, we're better off by far.
That's correct. I quite agree. I just wondered whether he was trying to, knowing we would keep our word, whether he would try to engage us in any kind of statement or commitment that would finally one day could be very embarrassing. For instance, suppose they start to bombard Guantanamo.
Right.
What I'm getting at, I quite agree this is a very, I think, conciliatory move.
Right. Oh, well, I agree. Oh, yeah, that's right. I think what we've got to do is keep... That's why I don't think the Cuban story can be over yet. I think we will retain sufficient freedom to protect our interests if they engage in subversion, if they attempt to do any aggressive acts and so on, then all bets are off. In addition, my guess is that by the end of next month, we're going to be toe-to-toe in Berlin anyway. So that I think this is... important for the time being, because it requires quite a step down for Khrushchev. On the other hand, I think that as we all know, they just probe, and their word's unreliable, so we just have to stay busy on it.
As I've observed before, these people do not equate, and I think it's been a mistake to equate Berlin with Cuba or anything else.
Right.
They take any spot in the world. They don't care where it is.
That's right.
And it's just the question is, are you in such a place you either can't or won't resist?
That's right. Yeah.
For example, we got into Tibet. Nothing to do with Tibet.
Yeah.
Up in that mountainous country, and we couldn't reach it.
Right.
And so what we could do then is subvert itself. That's all.
Right.
Now, so they get you and they probe when you can't do anything. Then if they... You have another place where they think that you just won't for some reason or other.
Yeah.
Why don't they go ahead?
That's right.
I think you're doing exactly right.
Right.
Go ahead, but just let them know that you won't be the aggressor, but if the other is, then you've always got the right to determine whether the other guy's been the aggressor.
Well, we'll stay right at it, and I'll keep in touch with you, General.
Thank you very much,
sir. Okay, thank you.
Abbott, are you through? Waiting.